Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Hello and welcome a Wednesday edition of The Drive KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz with you, as well as Tom Thurber, who's back at the board to engineer the show. Max Power is the producer today at 869-1240. We got a good show on tap for you today. Movie Mike is back in the house at around 440, and we'll talk pop culture with Mike Furches, movies, TV, whatever he wants to talk about. At 425 today, former Kansas guard and current NBA player Mario Chalmers. I think he's a free agent. Am I right about that?
Yeah, but we'll see what shakes out for Mario.
Played last season with the Memphis Grizzlies, won a couple of titles during his time in Miami. So Mario Chalmers has a new children's book out. He'll be at Watermark Books tomorrow evening along with his mother to promote that. So at 425. Mario Chalmers, tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock at Watermark Books. And at 5 o'clock, during Jive Talk, we'll unveil our top 10 power ballads.
Top 10 power ballads. That's
power ballads.
A fun category.
What makes a power
That's a good
ballad
question.
From a ballad?
A ballad with some electric guitar and some, I don't know what a power ballad is.
Well, why the word power? All I want to know.
They come from heavier rock
bands. If I call something a ballad, how is it different from a power ballad?
A power ballad is an emotional rock song generally focused on love, delivered with powerful vocals.
What are ballads?
Sentimental ballad is an emotional style that deals with romantic and intimate relationships.
I don't get the difference. Whatever. We'll do our top 10 power ballads. I've already picked my number one.
Sister Christian.
I hope it's going to qualify. Well, I hope you'll say that it qualifies.
Is it an Eagles song?
I'm not going to tell you.
So, yeah.
We're going to save it for later. I believe it's a power ballad from my definition.
Well, it's got to be a ballad for it to be a power ballad. Don't forget about that. That's key to the definition.
Yeah, but we'll see. Cardinals have already lost today. Royals lost today. These are two teams.
Indians won.
In the state of Missouri that might as well just, they're not showing us anything this season.
Not really.
Both teams could be very instrumental in the hopes of other teams. Now, you saw New York make a move to add to a ridiculously good bullpen with Zach Britton.
That team's built for the postseason.
That's unfair. It's almost unfair, the number of arms the Yankees have in the bullpen.
Betances, Chapman, Green, and now...
the list goes on from that.
Is it Green?
Yeah. I mean, it makes me mad.
And now Britton.
I mean, the Yankees are just absolutely loaded in their bullpen. And we question their starting pitching after Severino, although Tanaka was really good last night. Sabathia's been okay. But they could go with a bullpen start.
Now the Indians have to go get Michael Givens and Adam Jones and try to keep up.
I don't care about the Indians. I'm talking about the Yankees. Let's say that they get to the wild card game. They probably have to pitch Severino, don't they?
Probably.
Although that burns him. What about this? What if they just say, you know what, we believe so strongly in our bullpen, we're just going to go with a bullpen game in the American League wild card game.
No, they could probably pull their starter after two or three innings, but I doubt that they'd start a reliever. Then you could go.
Why not?
Then you can go to Chad Green for an inning or two and start with some of those other guys. David Robertson, he's still there, isn't he?
Is A.J. Cole on this team? Jonathan Holder, who's been incredible, never heard of him. Adam Warren, remember, I think he's hurt or there's some issue with him. They've still got David Robertson,
Jason Shreve, who's been
they've
good.
Got Chad Green, Dellen Betances, the aforementioned Chapman. It's ridiculous. And now they add Britton to this mix.
Scary.
They're going to do something like that in the wild card game. I will bet you right now that they don't start Severino in the
well, they
American
should.
League
you have to, you have to win the wild card game.
I know, but they'll this is as good an option.
First of all, you have to get to the wild card game. They're only four games ahead of Seattle. And then you have to win that game to get into a best of five series. So you're going to go all out to win that game, which probably means starting Severino, but removing him at the first sign of trouble.
All right, we have Mario Chalmers joining us. Mario, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. You're with Bob and Jeff on the drive here in Wichita, and we're happy to talk with you. You're going to be. Are you in town yet, or are you coming in tomorrow?
I'll get there tomorrow morning. I'm in Lawrence right now.
Okay. Well, you're coming into Wichita for a book signing at Watermark Books. Along with your mother, you've done a new children's book that was released earlier this month. It's called The ABCs of Basketball, Dream Big, Think Big, Play Big. And I went through it and read it. It's pretty cool. This idea has been in your brain for a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Started as a homework assignment in 11th grade, and you know, we just kept it going from there, and finally brought it to the forefront.
Mario, what is this, just putting the book out, what does that mean to you? And obviously, I'm sure you want to help as many people as you can, or at least reach as many people as you can with the book about, you know, positivity in basketball.
It means a lot. You know, just being my first book and something I worked so hard on, and I just hope it's able to reach out and help families, and, you know, it can relate school and education and basketball all in one, as most families try to do as their kids start out playing any sport. So it's just an easy way to tie it all in at the beginning.
Talking with former KU guard Mario Chalmers, now a guard in the NBA and has been for a while. I noticed you did this book with your mother, and you are a very central figure in the book, the cartoonish drawings by Emmanuel. You're a character in the book. How many times did he have to draw you before you signed off on how you look, Mario?
Honestly, it only took him two times.
Really? So you said, okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah, the first one I did like. I just wanted him to add some more accessories to it, but once he did that, it didn't really take him long, and everything was good after that.
That could have been a disaster, but you do look good in this book, I have to say. Hey, I was a columnist at the Wichita Eagle for many years, was down in San Antonio when you made what we call the miracle shot to send that championship game against Memphis into overtime in 2008. I wrote one column that kind of tried to look ahead at how you would look back on that shot when you were 50, 60 years old. Obviously, you're nowhere close to that. But how do you look back on that shot now at the age of 32?
It was something that was a big moment in my career, something that made me be able to leave my legacy forever in a sport and in a school and a tradition that's heavily rich with basketball. So I just look at it as a great accomplishment for not only me, my family, you know, my kids. It's something that they can always remember that their dad did, and, you know, something like that. So it's a great opportunity.
Mario, after that, I mean, that's probably your signature moment. You've won titles in the NBA. You've played, you know, on some really incredible teams with a lot of great players. Are you okay with your kind of signature moment happening prior to your professional career?
I'm definitely okay with that. You know, I feel like I left my mark in the NBA as well, but, you know, my one defining moment will have to be the KU shot, and I'm okay with that.
We're talking with Mario Chalmers again. He'll be in town tomorrow with his mother, Almeri, to sign his book, The ABCs of Basketball, at Watermark, starting at 6 o'clock. You come out. You came from Alaska. I don't think a lot of great college players come out of Alaska. There's certainly been a few. But these dreams of basketball developed for you in Alaska. Just tell us about your upbringing there and how basketball became such a big part of your life.
You know, basketball started within my family itself. You know, my dad played, my mom played, my sister played, my great uncle played, my great aunt, great grandpa. So basketball has been passed down from my family through generations. So it's only right that it happened that I took it over once I got of age and really started getting interested in it. So it was something that was always around from my whole life. My mom did basketball camps when I was little. My dad was a coach once he got out the Air Force. So it's just pretty much in my face all the time. So that took it over.
You're playing, Mario, in this rivalry renewed game against you're part of the Kansas team against a bunch of Missouri former players. What can you tell us about that? That's up in Independence, Missouri, correct?
Yeah, it's going to be a fun game. You know, anybody that followed the KUMU tradition and rivalry that's been going on for years, I'm going to bring some of the old school cats back and see if we can re-trigger that rivalry.
Talking with Mario Chalmers. Mario, you were even though you're 32 now and you've been gone from KU a while, you are a part of this incredible Big 12 championship streak that is ongoing at Kansas. How much do you pay attention to that, and how happy are you when that streak moves on? It's now at 14.
I'm very happy. I'm very proud of the guys, very proud of Coach Self, very proud of the school. You know, it just shows that we find the right guys to build winning programs and keep winning. And like you said, to be a part of that streak and to keep it going and watch these guys today keep it going.
Pretty incredible stuff. And finally, before we let you go, tell us what it was like to play for Bill Self, how much you think your game came along under Bill Self. What was that experience like for you?
I owe a lot of my credit to Coach Self. I mean, he really taught me how to work hard in basketball and improving all the little things and not just improving the things you're good at. And, you know, that was one thing that helped take me further in my career was working on the little things and finding my niche. And, you know, Coach Self is the one that drilled that into me and taught me that.
What are you going to do this year, Mario? What's your status as far as the NBA goes or just your professional career in general?
I'm a free agent right now, waiting on the deal. Got a couple of months before training camp, so just staying in shape, staying ready, and waiting for my number to be called.
All right, well, might as well go to the Lakers. Seems like everybody else is, Mario.
Hey,
hey, thanks so much for your time, and best of luck on your book. Again, it's Mario and his mother will be at Watermark Books here in Wichita tomorrow evening from 6 until 7. Is that right?
Right.
The ABCs of basketball, dream big, think big, play big. Mario, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right, there's Mario Chalmers. Nice little children's book he did. And if somebody did a book that I was a character in, I would send it back to the artist probably 20 times.
But is what that
right? Mario looks pretty good here, doesn't he?
It's a good-looking drawing.
I mean, that's pretty darn good.
Yeah, good illustrations.
I like
it.
All right, let's take a break. We do have tickets to give away to the aforementioned Rivalry Renewed game. It's coming up Saturday, this Saturday, 7:30 p.m., the Silverstein Eye Center Arena in Independence. We've got six of them. We're going to give them all away to caller number one, 869-1240. Six tickets to see KUMU Revisited.
Such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.